Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. A star, a mirage, a flame of a lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew or a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud. See conditioned things as such. Through these merits may sentient beings attain the rank of all seeing, subdue the foe of thoughts, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the ways of aging, sickness and death.
not sufficient, just myself. being, I say, liberated from the the sufferings of the samsara. And this achievement not sure what we have opportunity in next lives. If we live it up to next lives, not sure. That's very difficult to say. because it is very difficult to find again such this precious human body qualified of 8 freedom, 10 richness, and we say which is all the which gives all the opportunities. Whatever, see, Dharma practice we wish one can do. not only we have met this difficult teacher, you know, that which brings to cessation of oceans of samsara suffering and cause the delusion karma. Not only so we have opportunity to practice that path. you see. That by striving for noble truth then achieve the cessation of the whole entire the suffering of samsara and its cause, delusion, karma. besides by happiness Buddha Dharma that one can see one can create unmistaken cause of happiness. until we get completely liberated from the suffering realm samsara, you know, to have a happy, to achieve happy rebirth, the body of the happy transmigrated beings, to achieve happiness until that happens. So we have, say, this perfect human body gives all that opportunity to create an unmistaken cause of all those happiness. beside that, this gives opportunity to practice great vehicle, the teaching of the great vehicle, the Mahayana teaching, that enables one to achieve full enlightenment. The state which is completion of all the qualities of the sensations, of the mistakes of the mind, and completion of complete qualities of the realizations. Then after that, so with this attainment, then one can do perfect work towards all the sentient beings. freedom from the oceans of samsara suffering, the numberless other sentiments, and bring them in full enlightenment. And not only that, this perfect human body, but we have now this opportunity to free the numberless of other sentient beings from whom you receive all your past, present, future happiness, realization, enlightenment, everything, who are most precious, most kind one in your life. And the numberless of other sentient beings, numberless of the hell beings, hundred ghosts, animals, human beings, sura beings, asura beings, and the intermediate beings, all those different types of sentient beings who are unimaginably suffering. So one can liberate them, Queen Cougar, why? Because one can achieve full enlightenment, Queen Cougar. Why? Because with this perfect human rebirth, we can practice the the Mahayana secret mantra Vajrayana, that which has this, all, that which has all the skills to, that which is the greatest skill that one can achieve, and that one can achieve full enlightenment, Kuga. So that we can say, which gives us any practice one wish one can practice. This one gives opportunity. And we have all the opportunity, and we have met all those dharma. Even one hasn't met all those different levels of teachings, however, there is greater opportunity to meet and practice all those teachings. and this doesn't last. This precious human body, that which is, gives you all these opportunities, so precious. all the wealth that there is in this world, and your human body, which one's more precious? Your human body is more precious, or the you know that your human body which you know, which gives opportunity or which allows to use the Buddha nature that we have, you know, within us. the nature of the mind. So yesterday, so what happened was, you know, I was trying to describe, you see, meant to explain what the Buddha nature is yesterday. Then trying to explain how the mind is dependent on arising, you know, not independent. So then it went off. Yes. I was talking about that, and it meant to explain Buddha nature, you know. But then they're trying to say introduce that, you know, by explaining how the mind is not independent, you know, it's dependent on arising. So talking what is the mind, you see. you know, is nothing what it is nothing except what is merely imputed by the thought in the mind. Your thought just made up the label mind. you know, merely imputed by the thought is mind. Because there is the, you know, phenomena that which is a there's a phenomena which is a empty of form, substantial phenomena, you know, then which nature is clear, like things appear to the mirror, reflect the mirror, like that. Things appear to this phenomena, you know, clear. And Rigpa, you know, yesterday trying to get that a translation of that, you know, what's called awareness or however, knowing, Rigpa, knowing. So empty and clear and knowing. So that phenomena, you see, so that is the base. That phenomena is the base, you know. Because that exists, so the mind exists. Because that is what receives the label, mind. So as I mentioned yesterday, as long as this phenomena exist, no choice. The mind, the label mind is there. It exists. So mind is what it is. Nothing else except what is merely imputed by the thought, relating or reason, because this base exists, this phenomena exists. You know? You see, so now you can see the mind is the mind. You see, it's never the mind the way it appeared to the way it is not appearing to us. It's never that one. The way it is, the way you know, one's own thought has been believing, apprehending, is not that one. That's the hallucination. That real mind, when you think about mind, real mind, you know, appearing from there, that's the what's called object to be reputed. Anyway, as I mentioned yesterday, in our view of the mind, how the mind appears, there is the Babashika, the four schools of Buddhist philosophy, Babashika's, you know, object of to be repeated, is there, you know, the connotations. as to what I mentioned, that you know, there are 18 schools within that Prabhupada Deva, Nema Deva, so you see, the mind appear permanent, you know, while it's impermanent, appear permanent, and mind appearing independent without even cause conditions, mind appearing existing alone without even on the past. the past, the continuity, see. And however, so there's all this wrong view, that there's all this very gross, extremely gross wrong view of the mind. extremely gross, you know, the hallucination of wrong view. you see, so as I mentioned before, so what is the mind? What is the mind? Is what is merely impeded by thought? You see, so on this the mind which exists in a name as merely impeded by thought. So we put all this, projections, you know, this very heavy wrong view, very heavy wrong views, you know, this very gross, permanent, independence, you know, existing alone, all these things, while it's not. So then, on top of that, then, the also many the Babashika school and as well as Sutantra school. you know the object of the beauty of the wrong view according to the mind existing, you know, being sufficient, without depending on the base and continuity of that. sufficient. So while it's not, you see, while it's, you know, dependent on these things, then appearing, say, then you see, project, that, you know, from negative imprint with on the melting, and appear to see subsistent, and then top of that, then also chitta mantra, mind also goes there, the object could be put in, and such as these, as I mentioned yesterday, in this school, the phenomena, they exist, the imprints, the See. The imprint left on the seventh consciousness which is called Gunxi, base of all the phenomena. So that's where, you know, where all the phenomena comes. So even come from the mind, just the mind is the base of all. So the imprint left on the seventh consciousness then expands out into two. One is the phenomenon knowing phenomena, you know. And then one is the object. So it manifests in two. This is what is believed in Siddha Mantra. And then, so anything that exists without depending on the imprint left on the imprint which is left on the seventh consciousness and experience out. Without depending that anything, you know, say, so see, anything, see, what is believed to see existing, you know, from their own side. From the object side, so without depending on the imprint left on the seventh consciousness, the base of all experience out. So here the mind, anything mind, so it also appears like that. So these wrong views also there. When you think of mind, this hallucination, this projection is there. You know, the object to be repeated, you know, on the mind, on the school. Then the Savatthang, Sutantika, the school, so view the object to be repeated. The things existing from their own side. particularly from their own side. without depend on so this the Sutantic school that anything that exists You see, by appearing to the undetected mind, then that mind labeling, see, the valid mind, see, labeling. So undetected, valid mind labeling. So anything that exists has to be like this. So you know, appear to the undetected mind, and that mind, you know, label. So, so so opposite to that is the you see the wrong view of objective repeated according to this school. So when we think of mind, when we see when we talk about mind, when we think about mind, in the view of our mind, the wrong view, you see, the objective attributes is also there. The point view of the wrong view, the objective attributes is also there. So mind of that. And then the when we think mind, when we talk about mind, when we think of mind, when we do not analyze, you know, what is mind, the ultimate nature of the mind, you know, what exactly it is. So, there's the Pasangika school, you see, Madhyamika school, the Madhyamika school is a Sudantika school and Pasangika school. So, Pasangika schools, you see, the point of view, the object to be repeated. That, as I mentioned last night, so that is what is believed by the previous school, Sudanta school, you see. that the mind is labeled by thought, but but it exists by nature. It exists from its own side. They accept it is labeled by thought, but it exists from its own side, or exists by its it exists by nature. they do not accept truly existent. So that. Uh, But you see, it should have something from society. There should be something from society. So saying that it is, it exists from its own side. So which means it exists from its own side. not being satisfied, not being satisfied, unable to accept that the mind is merely imputed by the thought, the way the mind exists, cannot, so unable to accept that, then, unable to accept that, there should be more than that, you know. You know, something existing from society. So something beyond that. So not just merely labeled by thought. So however, so that is what Sutantaka school believe. So that is not wrong view, not false, but as truth. You see, so that is wrong in the Prasangika, Madhyamika Prasangika school. Going to that, that this is totally wrong view. A totally wrong view. See, totally non-existent. You know, totally empty. This is totally empty. This is totally non-existent. Totally empty. That one. See, not enough merely imputed, but mind. You know, there should be something more than that. However, something, you know, even slight more than that. So what is merely labeled by mind, you see. So however, so this mind, you know, appearing, not merely labeled by mind. The mind is appearing, you see, not merely, mind appearing, not just merely labeled by thought, you see. So this is very subtle. So this very subtle has a hallucination of the object persecuted. So this common person gets schools of view has an object persecuted. This very subtle hallucination. So this total absence of this. Total absence of this. Appearing something slightly more than what's merely labeled by thought. The total absence of that. Even that total non-existent. So that is the ultimate nature of the mind. Only that is the ultimate nature of mind. That is the emptiness of the mind. That is the Buddha nature. You see, that is the Buddha nature, and that is what's called nature of the mind, clear light. Nature of the mind, clear light. So that is the Buddha nature. That total absence of that, you see, that subtle hallucination, you see, some appearing, you see, something slightly more than what is merely imputed by thought. So now here is your mind. So now here one can see all this, you see, the mind is totally empty of all those views, all these views which are wrong, which are mistaken, you see. So that I went through, you see. Mind's totally empty of that, but they're totally empty of all those. I see, up down to the subtle hallucination, that object was repeated in a very subtle one. So now, so when it comes to this point, see, total absence of the, the mind is total empty of even this. Mind doesn't have all this, even this subtle, object to be reputed. So, so it look so it looks, now here mind look like doesn't exist. It's not the mind doesn't exist, but like doesn't exist. So to analysis, by negating all this. This, even including the subtle wrong view, objective repeated, the one person is cruel, you see. So, that, looks like doesn't exist. Looks like doesn't exist. It's not that it's non-existent, it exists, but exists, in the main name. Merely imputed by thought. So, so this mind, empty of the mind, is empty of the. Inherently existence of the existing from its own side. So this is it. So what I've trying to say before. So this signature to mind, the emptiness, stand by the inherent, unstained by, existing by nature or true existence or inherent existence. So this is pure. It's pure because it's unstained. Pure because it's unstained by the existing by nature. Existing from the outside. Even though it appears to us in our daily life, for us sentient beings, it appears, inherently existent or existing from the outside, you see. But in reality, the mind doesn't have that at all, such statement at all. So however, that emptiness, it's the mind that is the Buddha nature, and that is the potential to be, that we can be, that us sentient beings, any sentient being, can be, totally liberated from the oceans of samsara suffering, including cause, delusion, karma, which continuation has no beginning, which continuation has no beginning. This is the potential that that we can cease, that we can cease all this, can be free forever. And from where the potential, from where all the realizations, the path to liberation and enlightenment comes. From within. that when the gong was the gong, the stick hits the gong, meet the gong, then from the gong the sound comes. Like the bell, the tongue, so by the bell, the tongue it hits the bell, then sound comes from the bell. So like that. So by meeting qualified virtuous friend who can show the whole path to liberation, to enlightenment without any mistakes, and by meeting that, revealing Dharma, and then from that potential, then all the realization, enlightenment comes. So all of that. So therefore, that's it. So what I was saying before is that so not only so this we have within us all sentient beings' mind, but now here that we have this precious human body, you know. that which gives opportunity to communicate, to understand the meaning of the teachings. That which enables us, this precious human body, by having this, enables us to understand the meaning of the teaching. You know, to learn and practice and exercise realization. So this precious human body, which is gives opportunity to use or to function with the nature that we have. You know, so therefore, you know, to produce, bring out, all the realizations, to overcome all the defilements, all the delusions. So therefore, this human body, with animals, those other sentient beings, because the body what they have taken, those lower body. So Lord Buddha, so it blocks completely the opportunity, you know, to to use the Buddha nature to to achieve liberation, full enlightenment. So that completely blocks them to understand meaning of Dharma, to understand meaning of path and to practice. So therefore, unbelievable precious. more precious than all the wealth in this world. This human body that we have is more precious than skies filled with gold. You know, not only the size of this earth, gold, diamond, you know, which grand and jewel, but whole sky filled with gold, diamond, you know, even with grand and jewel. See, all those nothing, you know, the value is nothing compared to our precious human body. Especially this qualified of 8 freedom tenses. So, Dharma is wealth alone, because Dharma is wealth alone, even one has, cannot stop rebirth in the lower realm. That alone cannot make, even to stop the rebirth in the lower realm, cannot stop that alone. But this, even one has nothing, like Milarepa, who didn't have even 1 rupee or $1, you see. But he used human body, because he had a human body, precious human body, he had nothing. But, you see, precious human body, so he used to perhaps Dharma. So he achieved enlightenment in that very lifetime. human body is how precious it is, you know, at that more precious than all those skies filled with the rich kind of jewels. So therefore, so every second, having this sense. So this perfect human body, this precious human body, this perfect human body, how precious is it in each second, is more than all those skies filled with it, all those jewels. Why? Because even within 1 second, one can create cause to achieve enlightenment. One can create a cause of happiness which life. One can create happiness. One can create ultimate happiness, cause to achieve liberation from samsara. One can create the ultimate happiness, the full enlightenment. like that. even in a second, whatever happens, one wish to achieve one trait with this perfect human body. So therefore, and this doesn't last long. Death can happen in a day, in a moment. So therefore, practice Dharma immediately. Right away. achieve full enlightenment for sentient beings. For that, then, depends on exercise and part. path, there's method and wisdom. So, without wisdom, just method alone cannot remove the delusions. Without the wisdom, cannot cease the defilements method alone without wisdom. so So what really ceases the defilements, the delusions, is by the wisdom, you know, who does that, you know, which one does that directly to, let's say, to destroy, to cease all that, the defilements. the delusions, it's by the wisdom, wisdom realizing emptiness. So, also, not only to liberate oneself from all the oceans of samsara suffering and all the delusions and even the subtle defilements, how we liberate other sentient beings from the sufferings of samsara and the cause of delusion karma, how we liberate others. Same. By revealing the truth, by teaching them, by revealing them truth, teaching them, the profound, the ultimate truth, the emptiness. So that's we reveal them, and so they listen, reflect, meditate. So and develop this, so actualize the wisdom and develop this, and only this way how one can liberate the way to liberate the numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering. Like that. So as Buddha said the mighty one, do not wash the karma with water. The other religions who believe that the defilements of the karmas can be washed by water. So the way Buddha, how Buddha guide us sentient beings to enlightenment or liberate from the sufferings and cause of the sufferings. not just by washing the karma with water, and not by not eliminate the suffering of the sentient being with hand. not also by transplanting Buddha's realizations in the mind of the sentient beings, not also in that way. So, not eliminating suffering with hand means like taking a thorn from the body, you see, like that. So taking the suffering with the hand, taking the suffering of the sentient beings with the hand, like that. Then not also by transplanting the realizations in others. Then how the Buddha, then how Buddha liberate as sentient beings, okay? It's by revealing the truth, the ultimate reality. So Buddha has revealed teachings on the teachings on the emptiness, the teachings on the professional wisdom or the teachings on the gone beyond wisdom, the gone beyond wisdom. So 12 volumes, so 1,000 stanza. Then, say 20,000 stanza, which are 3 volumes. Then, 8,000 stanza. Then, say shorter and shorter, shorter. Say. Then, see. So the other short ones, such as this Diamond Cut Sutra. then there are other teaching and the professional wisdom. Different volumes of teachings on professional wisdom. the various wisdom, wisdom gone beyond. And then teachings gone beyond wisdom. lesser letter. lesser letter. Okay, before that, there's Heart Sutra. Essence of Wisdom. After that, teachings of the grand beyond, wisdom. lesser letter. So that is Lama Tumba Chumden Tinsa Vata Chumanda Vata 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 Sitting in the teachings of professional wisdom is the lesser letter. Then, sitting in the one syllable, the teaching of professional wisdom, the one syllable. So that's I might have mentioned this one before. I think. So that's the ah. So that's everything. So the teaching of professional wisdom is one syllable. So this previous one, Tato Munu Mamani, so Lama Tomas, Tato Munu Mamani, so this is an incredible, I've seen the, about the, you know, introducing this as the teachings of professional wisdom is less letter, you see. it's taught, so how precious it is there. Maybe another time. So teachings of professional wisdom is one letter. You can one letter. So that's a. So in other words, everything is everything is contained in this, you know, contained in this. Emptiness, ultimate of all the phenomena. This one expresses So means negation. Is negation. So is negation. So what is negate? What does it negate? Existing, you know, by existing by nature, you know, existing by nature, say, true existence. So it negates, existing by nature of the true existence. that which covers I, action, object, you know, held, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, everything. That which covers all this phenomena, which covers, you know, like the carpet, you know, covers the floor. That covered all the phenomena That which is merely imputed by the mind. That all this which are merely imputed by the mind. So this hallucination, see, truly existing, say, existing by nature, cover. inherently existing appearance of the the existing by nature, so covers everything. covered everything. projected ignorance and the apprehending true existence and the negative imprint left on the mental continuum by that ignorance. So project. This hallucination, see, truly it's an appearance on every single phenomena. That was a phenomena which exists in mere name, which are merely imputed to the mind. So, you see, so, negates, see, all these hallucinations, negates, you see, in our view, you know, in one's view, you know, see, the true, you know, truly existent, that which is appear, truly existent, you know, this appeared, say, appearing to you, from above the eye, from above everything, you know, this hallucination that appearing to you. And that is believed by us on, ignorance. So, which becomes a root, you know, basis for all the delusions, negative emotional thoughts, all other wrong concepts, and then karma and all the sufferings, the oceans of hell, hungry, gross, animals, sura, asura, human being, all the sufferings. So the negates, you know, stops, negates the truly, you know, what appears first of all, what is believed, you see, the true existence, you know, existing from society, you see. negates all this true existence. Then you see what you see is emptiness. The very nature of the phenomena, emptiness. So what is one, say, one syllable. The teachings of the professional wisdom, the one syllable ah. So this, that's what it shows. So by understanding meaning, by understanding what it means ah, the meaning was. Then you see, when you say ah, then see, cuts, destroys or the object of the ignorance, the true existence, see. Destroys that, negates that. And everything, then you see, everything are empty. So that's what it shows. Is the teaching oneself what it shows, and that's what one to meditate. You know, that. yes. In Nyingma, tradition is regarded to say very important meditation, visualizing in the sky. it's very calm, say, very say, very I think very essential meditation or something. I remember that when I was taking the hundreds of this initiation from my students, 7th century Rinpoche, some of the deities, you know, practice, there was involvement of this visualization. I think maybe I think something like that. visualizing in the space, you know, and the concentration. That. So, so for that purpose, so say to my preparation of mind to realize emptiness. say, to repose the imprint and a snow letter to say to realize emptiness and to develop the wisdom and cease the defilements, grow subtle, and reach enlightenment. And that's how you liberate to others and beings by revealing emptiness. So for that reason, then, taking the oral transmission of the Dhammakara Sutra, which I have received from Mongolian Lama, who was an abbot of in Tibet, the Sera, both Sera Che and Sera Me. He was abbot for a few years. the monks, the monks who were living in the monastery, they had the old monk, they had. They had more faith to Geshe-la, Geshe-sangye. So they asked, because during the, during those past years, the other monks, they had to kill animals, they had to kill goats, sheep, and they had to do all sorts of things they were asked, forced to do. So, you know, all kinds of things. And then maybe Geshe-la is Mongolian, so maybe was a little bit lighter, I think, on the show. So anyway, so Geshe-la was abbot for maybe 5 years or something like that. Normally, each monastery has a separate abbot, but when the I think after Mao Zedong passed away, when there was liberty, freedom given to have monastery and monks, to have some monks in monastery study, so then they appointed Geshe-la to be at abbot. So I received this transmission I think the first time when Krishna came, Krishna Singh came to Dharamsala. So I have, for the benefit of all the sentient beings, every single sentient being, you know, to liberate them, to bring them all that thing. Then if one can, it's very good. The Lama who keeps teaching on all his mission, you see, all the said, Buddhas, Shakyamuni Buddha, so they who gave the teaching Shakyamuni Buddha, so the Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching. So, you see, Mantushi Tara, the medicine Buddha. However, all the Buddhas, all the deities, all the Buddhas, it's good to visualize, to meditate like this, giving me through this body, through this lamp's body, you know, that giving me all transmission of the teachings. You know, all the Buddhas. See, that. So that's very good to say. With that kind of meditation. You know. So that helps to receive a great blessing. Pāvā śrī pārā 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 So when you receive the old transmission, when you take, it's very important so to not try to put effort as much as possible to not miss, you know, the words. I don't need you to repeat. I'm not saying that, but you know, to hear, to hear. No.
Buddha said that anyone told Raju any say any boys or girls, anyone, any type of say race or any type of boy or girl, I think probably I'm not sure, but maybe the you know the great vehicles minor type thing may have that meaning, but I'm not sure. The great thousand of 3,000 galaxies fill up with the precious, seven precious jewels, then you offer to the Buddha. Then from this Dhanankara Sutra, one verse, you know, one verse which has four words, you memorize, you know, from this teaching, you memorize a verse, you see, one or four words, memorize and explain to others. If you do that, then the merit is a far more greater number, unimaginable, numberless times far more greater than the previous, you know, you make them as offering, you see. Great thousand of 3,000 galaxies. So, 1,000 galaxies, 1,000, galaxies, so like that. Like that you can like that one, like that two, like that, you know, three, like this, you see, then thousand. Then I can see one, two, three. So three, 2,000, then again 1, 2, 3, 4, 3,000. So like that, great thousand. So galaxies, you know, filled with the seven precious jewels, my offering to Buddha. So itself has inconceivable merit. But if you compare the Isipatam from Dhammaka Sutra, you know, the verse which are only four words, memorize and explain to others, this merit is unimaginable, countless, you see, times. Much more than the previous one, for the previous merit. Tejishena rajo tejinsam arajama adoba sangyala namanga adoba sangyala dile chungde sangya chungde na chungde namanga dile je vechero tejishena. The explains the reason that why is this teaching so much merit in one. In one verse, which the four words, and if you memorize, teach, he says, because all the Buddhas, in essence, all the Buddhas' full enlightenment comes from this teaching. So it says, and the Shakyamuni Buddha says, himself, the Buddha, you see, born from this teaching of the perfection of wisdom. born from this teaching. therefore, so seeing how precious this is, why this has so much benefit, meditate, you see, then no question. You know, how much you see, you know, meditate one collect, and how much, that, you know, place become, that place, you see, make so holy, you know, that precious. You know. So it's very good. So therefore, very good to you know, to get to try to get the teachings of professional wisdom, Dhammakaya Sutra, as many as possible. The 8,000 stanzas, or you know, even just to have there, even of course, if it's English, one can read or in, you know, your own language. But if it's not, if it's Tibetan, it's very, you know, if another language, so to have in the house, even just to have in the house, it blesses the house in a soul, holy. You know, the place become holy object that other beings worship. Devas, those worldly devas, they come 3 times a day to worship that place. And said, so even in another language, like Tibetan or that, you know, it's so fortunate to have in the house. and then you may, even you cannot read, but you may offering, you know, make offerings, a light, you know, water, so forth, make offerings into prostration. So by making an offering to them, to this Buddhist teaching of professional wisdom, you see, his teachings, like Diamond Cuts or Sutta or something. The merit is just, just, you know, mind blowing. It's unbelievable. In Solo Kumbus, the family, not the poor families, the middle class or the little wealthy ones, they have Buddhist teaching, you see, present primary text, those volumes which I mentioned before, in the 12 volume, then to say, you know, the different number of forms of teachings on the professional wisdom. The family can't read because they didn't study, so they didn't study the letter, you know, to read and write. There was no school, and only those who want to live their life in Dharma, then in the past they are the only one who go to learn the Tibetan letter, you see, then learn alphabet, then how to read, you know, like that, to be able to read text, you know, memorize. So only those who want to live their life in Dharma, they say, usually from young time, like that, not so much when they become old, but when they were young time. So they go to monasteries, or you know, from say a teacher, you see, you learn. So there was no system of school or things like that in the past. No, there was Nepalese school, but it was forbidden to learn Tibetan. Even though the Sherpas, this is what they whether it's a Dhamma text or this is the letter they use. It's not Nepalese letter, but the original generation Sherpas came from, I think, Tibet, from Kham, called Digi. I think some of them, there were two groups, two districts, there must be very weak people, so that they left. There's not much courage, I think. No, I'm joking. So they left from Kham. They left. They came in Nepal. The direction of the place called the East Shab. So then they lived there. They came with the animals. So they lived on the animals, goats and sheep. Then after some time finished. So then, due to their karma, then they found some plants in the mountains to eat in. They found things to eat in the mountain after they finished the animals. Then, so that's the story of the Sherpas. So anyway, then I heard the potato came from the potato. The Sherpas main food is potato. So the potato, I don't know, from, I think must came from the west. I'm not sure. The potato was brought, introduced. You see, so the potato became the main crops. But then they planted potato and maybe came from Holland, I'm not sure. So then they plant potatoes. The main food is potato the field. And some then there's one or two kinds, some few vegetables. not much. So potato, so they have a lot of karma with the potato, so they so I think 12 or 13 different food they make with potato. So potato pancake, potato noodle, soup in a potato noodle, long noodles, actually mashed, and then you put butter in the hand, then you make a long noodle, and you put some fat, because there's no oil, so you put some fat in, and the soup, light soup, then you just swallow that. You don't bite it, you just. The soup is quite tasty. The potato wine, potato alcohol, is very, very strong. Potato alcohol is the small potatoes, people don't eat. They're small potatoes. So you put, they make alcohol, they use the small potato for some alcohol. so I think 12, well, I counted this one time, I think it's 12 or 13, something like that, different food they make. So when I was staying at home, around three, when I was over, I stayed at home age five. So I remember my mother used to make this strong alcohol with potato quite often. So she could collect firewood from the forest, because there was no, in the family, father died, I don't remember seeing father. So we are only children. So only my elder sister, she was the only one who could do something to help mother. She take the animals, put on the mountain. So that's what she could do. Then rest of us just playing, just nothing that can. Nothing we can help. Just play. You know, eat the food that mother makes. In the mornings and then in the evening. Then all day long just play in the house, play in the field, like that. So myself, then my brother Sangye, one who is now living in Kathmandu. Then between that there's another girl, but she died. She has a small tail, backside is small, very short tail. I think after I left Tibet or somewhere, I think she died. So, so there's a large pot. Large pot, then fill up with the small potatoes, then another pot. It's a little bit like stupa. It's like another pot, another pot, another pot, so goes like that. So you make many hours of fire, fire. So a lot of fire would go on that. So then you put a small pot in the pot's filled with small potatoes, so the small pot there. So then the vapor goes up the last pot, you see. So the drop comes from, you collect the drop from there, in this small pot. So one by one, this is how you make the alcohol, the very, very strong alcohol. So after many hours of fire, maybe you get, I think there may be two of these marks, from that small quantity. So like that. she's the only one who does everything in the family, get bring water from the river and firewood from those who went to Solukhumbu, you can see how the mountains are. So you have to get from far from the forest. With huge load. so that. So one time, mother didn't come back. She went to get firewood. Didn't come back. So it became late, dark. So the children were sitting at the door, the downstairs door. You see, we're sitting there waiting for mother. Lined up. waiting for the mother to come. So then, after quite some time, there was moon, quite some time. Then came with a huge lot of firewood from the forest. Then, also I think we also partially were scared. I think. but that mother, I think, talking about the moon will take away or something like that. I'm not sure, but I was sure talking something, I think I'm right or something. Anyway. Then, so, then, you know, then she made fire. Obviously, then she made fire, then she made food. So into that kind of thing. So sometimes, I remember one time that when my mother was, so there's a fireplace, you know, square. So normally I sit this side, mother sit that side. There's a, you know, fixed place. We sit like that, and my mother sit there, you know, my brother, other. So I think one evening, I think she went to get firewood or something. And I think she was very sick, and she was making calling her mother, she said, Amma, that laying to the other side. So I think three of us. So she was calling her mother, you know, Amma, like this. So I went to her. I went towards her, but you know, I just looking, but there's nothing I can do. because she was sick, so could not make fire. They couldn't have food, couldn't have my fire. So there's no fire at the store. So one. occasion, I remember, like, not that. Sacrifice her life to ask the children, and bear so much hardships, work so hard, and and every day she says, she told me she prays three times for me, morning, and afternoon, the evening time. So I asked, what do you pray? So I said, may the Lama become like sun heating on the snow mountain. May this Lama become like sun heating on the snow mountain. And then say, control this, no, draw, say, draw the control to three realms. That realm, form realm, formless realm. And then to have say, like mountain or something to live long life, something like that. So I told her, that you should say, your prayer doesn't make any sense. That you should pray, that may I be able to, to pray that. May you complete Dharma practice. This is what you should pray. That time I thought her prayer didn't make sense. But then when I was taking these hundreds of initiations, so I saw a little bit of some of her prayers, something like that, in the one of the deities practice. 뭐 썼지만 엄마리지만 소아드 멘토리 so that that's the goddess Buddha or success for traveling in that space of obstacles and if somebody attacking to you know to overcome that and also court cases so if you have court cases and problems there's a special practice with the state also when the sun rises you visualize the deity in the sun then you can practice you know see that other person you know can't say talk can't say argue you know, things like that however so in this state is a practice there's a little bit like her prayer there so then I was a little bit surprised so anyway I'm not sure I hope that benefits the world my life and that and then there should be a kindness to her to say to say to be kindness to her all the hardships all the hardships in this you know severe to us in us to care childhood time then you know, then all the prayers I didn't stay at home after five I stayed at home then left but she's been praying always you know doing pushes and prayers like that okay so now that's side towards sajwa tena tumba amala ma to ba ke mane ro te ke jaga da dum den da ta na ju na ji de ji so dum den de ju ya na ma de min ti la de ji so ma ji ke so dum de ji ka dan da ma ro jo de ji ga do ju ju ke na ma de mi sa ya ba ju ma se da de de so ju de ji sa na a jo de ji sa ba che ne ba de ju ma ka tumba de ne ba ru ju ma mi ji de na sa ya ba ju ma se ja wa ro ju de ji de yin sha bai sun bai chu de kan yin yin ma ma chu so chun de de jin sha ba ka sun bai chu de kan yin ma ji la do jin de ga da ba ju de jin de na dong zhe de jin de kan ne sa ye du jin yin ba de ma wa yin ma la chu zhi ye ta ba jin de de jin de ma la do de ba she ba ma la do zhi de sa chun de de sa ye du ha la ba de du lu ma ji ba ra de jin sha bai sun bai du de na sa ye du zhi de na ji de ye ka ma ka la ba de da ka ma ji ba ra de jin sha bai sun bai du de na ma ji de ye ka ma ji ji wa jin de ga da ba ra zhu de jin de ma ji wa jin bai sun de ni wa 대지마진의 중년들 아들이 제소도 진지한 놈을 안 듣기 시작하고 진이 배송도 안 했는데 今天的我到了多的我到了今天的大概一些阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段阶段
那也。